Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After days of meetings on a Gaza ceasefire with President Trump and lawmakers, Israel's prime minister left the White House, making no announcement on finalizing an agreement. During talks with African leaders today, President Trump hinted there is progress.
We want to have a ceasefire. We want to have peace. We want to get the hostages back. And I think we're close to doing it.
Israeli Defense Forces chief also signaling they have created, quote, suitable conditions for a ceasefire deal to take hold. The death toll in Texas Hill Country now rising to 118 after Friday's flash floods. The search for 170 still missing across six counties, the majority in Kerr County, where boys and girls camps were located. Sheriff Larry Letha says there will be a full investigation into the warning system.
As with other significant events that our emergencies services encounter, this incident will be reviewed. You have my word.
At least three died in New Mexico after a separate storm overnight triggered historic flooding. This is ABC News. Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia launched the largest drone attack yet since the start of the war. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia launched more than 700 drones and over a dozen missiles. Russia intensifying its aerial attacks. The Kremlin says, though, it remains calm after President Trump expressed growing frustrations with Russia's Vladimir Putin, saying he's killing too many people. The president now sending more military weapons to Ukraine after a pause, and the Senate taking up a bill that would issue new sanctions against Russia. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, along with Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, drafted the measure.
The economic tools we're giving the president can crush Russia, and it's going to take an economic crushing event, I think, to get Putin to the table.
New data from the CDC showing one in three teens now has prediabetes. With prediabetes, blood sugar levels are high, but not high enough to be considered type 2 diabetes, which is linked to heart disease and other conditions. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, filling in for Ted Allen, I'm Raymond Neupert. President Donald Trump's tax cut and spending bill will delete funding for a major project in Milwaukee. Bob Haig has an update.
President Joe Biden announced $30 million for the 6th Street reconstruction project last year on a trip to Milwaukee, calling the safety and accessibility improvements life-changing.
They're also going to make it easy for historic black communities in the north and Latino communities in the south to access jobs, school, and entertainment.
The funding has been rescinded as part of Trump's bill. In a statement, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson said congressional Republicans and the White House chose not to support the improvements to public safety, good-paying jobs, and economic development.
It's hard for many rural Wisconsinites to find legal representation because 15 Wisconsin counties have been designated as legal deserts. That's from a new study from Iowa State University. David Peters led the research team, which found that 11% of rural counties across the country don't have enough attorneys.
Not having enough criminal defense attorneys or not having enough public defenders put a lot of rural people at risk for longer sentences and even wrongful convictions.
A lack of family law attorneys can also complicate divorce proceedings, child custody, or child support. A Wisconsin candle company is raising funds for those affected by the floods in Texas. Door County Candle Company has created special vanilla-scented candles, and 100% of those profits go towards flood relief efforts. The candle sells for just under $30, and the company's website says it will burn for a total of 75 hours. It's not the first cause the Sturgeon Bay Company has contributed to, having raised money for Ukraine aid, victims of California and Hawaii wildfires, Hurricanes Ian and Helene, and the earthquakes in Syria and Turkey. More news is next here on Wisconsin Radio Network.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Dry and sunny today with calm winds and comfortable conditions with highs in the low 80s. And it won't be too humid either. That holds off until tomorrow, becoming more muggy, partly sunny. Highs will make it to the mid 80s. Then a chance of some storms tomorrow afternoon. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
Sellers controlled the soy complex, where bean oil led prices to the downside. Wheat was mixed. Corn worked slightly higher after posting a new contract low. On the other end of the spectrum, live cattle and feeder cattle posted new contract highs, while lean hogs worked slightly higher after gapping lower on the open.
Live from 3 days in via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll chat with Greg McBride from Allendale. Directly following the news, Todd Bubba Horwitz from BubbaTrading.com. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, won't you say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory?
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you, buddy. Yep. 84 degrees. 84 degrees up here. It's kind of beautiful out there right now.
That sounds nice. We're over the tipping point. We're at 91. It's yeah. Just a little bit hot. A little hot.
Exactly. Yep. That will get you there. The feels like up here is 88. So, okay. You know, it's, yeah.
You're in there.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. This weather that we have got across the Corn Belt right now is a problem. It is a problem for the corn market. There is just no question about it. It's doing nothing to scare the shorts out of their positions.
Mm-hmm.
Or should I say, let me put it this way. It's doing nothing to scare the funds out of their shorts.
Hey-o.
I always like doing that. You get it? Yeah. and it's not doing us any favors on the price outlook right now. We're going to talk to Greg about that coming up here in just a little bit. And I'm going to ask Bubba, even before he can launch into the there's no action, there's, you know,
okay.
into that, I'm going to ask him what might base building look like in the grain markets.
Oh,
what do we need to look for? What do we need to watch for?
Yeah.
The markets have been under pressure for a long enough period of time that I think we need to start prepping for what it might look like to put in a price low. That's, you know, well, there's a process to it all. That's the thing.
And what I always like to say is be there when the market gets there. You know what I mean? That's what I always say.
Man, that's smart.
I say it that often. Is, thank you.
That is really, really smart. You know what else is smart? Let's find out here in the markets.
Chip, wheat futures drifted lower today after trading slightly higher at mid-morning. General weakness in the grain markets and the lack of incentive for professional trading funds to exit the short side of the market resulted in slight losses in soft red winter wheat futures. There are reports the Ukrainian grain crop will be bigger than year ago, allowing for exports to climb about 7% year-on-year. September soft red winter wheat futures opened slightly lower and then posted an outside trading day before returning to the opening range at the end of the session. September HRW wheat futures were a penny and a half higher at 524. September soft red wheat down 0.75, 547. September spring wheat futures at last trade up 1.25 to 631. A lot of movement not to get very far here in the wheats, Chip.
That is exactly right. That is the picture of a market that doesn't know which direction to go right now. You take out support at yesterday's low, resistance at yesterday's high, and go right back to the opening range for the close, has no idea what to do.
Yeah. Well, ethanol production in the weekend of July 4 averaged 1.085 million barrels per day. That's up 9,000 barrels from the previous week and 31,000 barrels ahead of the same week last year. Ethanol stocks shrunk 158,000 barrels to just under 24 million. However, analysts note corn for ethanol use is running very slightly behind the year-ago pace. That could result in a slight downside adjustment to the demand side of the balance sheet in Friday's supply and demand report. Generally favorable growing conditions and talk of a record national average corn yield are making it difficult to build upside price momentum. December corn today opened slightly lower and fell to a new contract low, before profit-taking helped pull prices up to modest gains. September corn futures, 1.25 cents higher to 3.99 1/4. December corn up a penny and a quarter, 4.15 1/2. March corn futures closed at 4.32 1/4, up 1.5 cents, Chip.
I'm going to try to avoid some trouble right now and say that that talk of a record national average corn yield, that we're just reporting that there's talk of it. We're not making any predictions, not at this point, okay?
That's right.
All right. Yeah.
Don't shoot. I'm just a piano player. The lack of a concrete trade deal is weighing on the soy complex. China has also started to threaten retaliation against countries that cooperate with the U.S. to cut China out of supply chains. That's putting more focus on the BRICS countries. President Trump said yesterday he will pretty soon initiate 10% tariffs on imports from BRICS countries. Generally good growing conditions and positioning ahead of Friday's supply and demand report sent the soy complex lower today. November bean futures opened slightly lower, tried to rally, but fell back to close on session lows and at the lowest level since April 10. August beans were 12.25 cents lower, 10.09. Jeez, September beans down 11 to 9.97 1/2. November beans closed at 10.07 1/4, down 10 1/4 cents, Chip.
August bean oil down 82 cents today. That led, or 82 points, led the soy complex lower.
Well, December cotton today was 40 points higher at 67.78. Let's go over to the livestocks. Back month live cattle futures were higher, but front month futures were pressured by a $3.55 drop in choice graded boxed beef values. August futures opened slightly higher, traded to a new contract high before pulling back. August fat cattle were 20 cents lower, all told, 219.77 1/2. August feeders up a buck 35, 320.47 1/2. And finally, on the snout side, July lean hogs 12.5 cents higher, 107.10. Over to you, Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Todd Horwitz, BubbaTrading.com. Good afternoon, Bubba. How are you?
What's up, fellas? I'm doing great. Is that the piano man, Billy Joel, the handsome newsman?
Hey-o. Yes, that's the guy. That's the guy. Okay, Bubba, what might base building in this grain market look like? Is it something that's going to take time, or is this a market that when it turns, it's going to turn quick?
I think it's going to take some time, Chip. I think where the real problem is there's no action in the market. There's no price action. There's no participation. I think corn's in trouble here, but again, it should hold. Beans, the same thing. Wheat's still pretty strong compared to the other two, but none of them are any good, and none of them are getting a lot of price action.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I can ask the same question in reverse on cattle. Is the top going to take time, or when that market turns, is it going to turn quick?
I think when that market turns, it's going to get ripped to the downside. But again, I've been calling that I thought cattle was going down since it was 190. So now it's 220. And continuing to go, there's no reason, as I've said the last few weeks, to get in front of it. let it go. You'll have time to get in, but the first rip's going to be a limit down day or a couple limit down days once they rip down. But right now, the tape is so strong, and there's nobody there. Again, there's no participation. There's nobody to stop them. There's no fun selling them. They just keep buying them and pushing them higher and squeezing the shorts to death.
So no participation. Is that true across the commodity world?
I think that's true across every market that we would even talk about, equities, commodities. Volumes are about 40 to 50% of normal, which means there's not a lot of participation, which is why the equities are still driving higher because, listen, the markets are predisposed to go higher, commodities are predisposed to go lower, and that's exactly what we're seeing.
Interesting. All right. Bubba, thanks, man. We'll talk to you again next week. Todd Horwitz, BubbaTrading.com. All right. When we come back, we are going to dive into the market fundamentals, risk management ideas, different strategies to consider. Greg McBride, Allendale Inc., is up next here on AgriTalk.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com. Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
There's danger out there.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, helping family farms through tough times with land loan rates as low as 5.51% for well-qualified borrowers. Rates subject to credit approval and may vary. Visit fbn.com/agritalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you were with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Bubba went straight to the lack of participation.
He did.
It is an issue. It is an issue, and we talk about it from time to time on the show, mm-hmm. especially when Bubba is on, mm-hmm. because he is he is, you know, obviously he is focused on that, but he is for a reason. He is for a reason. And it's when you look at the impact that that has on his trading opportunities throughout the course of the day, the lack of participation is limiting his opportunities. So, yeah, it's interesting. Interesting. Let's bring in Greg McBride, Allendale Inc. Greg, it is good to talk with you again, man. How are you?
Doing great. Wish we had better better things to talk about here. This red on the screen almost every day kind of stinks.
Yeah, it certainly does. What messages are you picking up from the market right now, Greg? What day-to-day price action, what's it telling you?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing right now is just that we don't have any trust in what we're hearing from Washington about tariffs. And, you know, we went into the holiday weekend excited because they were going to go and they were going to speak in Des Moines. Well, you're not going to go to speak in Des Moines to farmers and not bring something about agriculture with you. And I mean, he had a couple
and
of things.
He did it. He actually did that. He brought very little with him.
Yeah, and he didn't say anything. So all the excitement that we had on Wednesday and Thursday just fizzled out. And next thing you know, we gap lower on Sunday night, and we're still falling apart. I guess the corn, for its part, obviously new lows today, but the beans are the ones that are actually the worst of it all. They have the most lose without China. We know that. Yeah. And that's the biggest thing. If we can't get a China deal anytime soon, we're going right back to 2018 where that demand is just not there. And we just plod along and it's lower, lower, lower.
Yeah. The talk around China right now, really, it has shifted gears. It's gone to a different level, Greg. I think, at least, because when China is out there making comments to other countries that, hey, if you cooperate with the United States and try to cut us out of supply chains, we're going to retaliate against you. Oh, it takes the whole conflict to another level, doesn't it?
Well, I feel like they learned it from us, didn't they? I mean, that's exactly what President Trump just said yesterday about BRICS countries. So, and then anybody that works with BRICS countries. Well, there's only one other game when it comes to soybeans in the world. That's Brazil. That's the B, right? So we're fighting. They're going to sell to everybody. I mean, they can't sell to everybody. So we do play a role in this thing, but we know that China is that linchpin. So when they say something, just like when we say something, everybody takes notice.
Yeah.
That's the rhetoric we're playing right now.
Okay. So yeah, I think that's probably right. But why did bean oil lead the way to the downside today? I didn't like that.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. The only thing I can look at on the bean oil side is you know you've got this whole situation with the biofuel mandates, the blend mandate that we just got a few weeks ago. That was only bullish to a certain degree. Well, today you saw that the heating oil had backed off. Well, there's your component to bean oil and the energy side of things. So you actually have bean oil backing off as heating oil is backing off now. Was it that big of a swath? No, it shouldn't have taken it down that much. But I mean, I think at some point, maybe that being the strongest leg of the bean complex, that takes a little bit of a step back. You already saw that bean meals at record lows or record shorts for the funds. So, you know, maybe they bow a little bit to that pressure that's coming through the entire complex at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I would like to say that the meal is a heck of an opportunity for livestock guys. And on the surface, it is. I think it is a heck of a deal. But it kind of feels like that market isn't done. It feels like there's more room to the downside.
Yeah, talking to any producer that feeds either corn or feeds meal – all of them are kind of sitting there like, this is a time when you're making contract lows or the funds are as short as they are. This is when you would have these conversations about feed hedges. Yep. Everybody's kind of just playing it very cool, saying, let's see. And, you know, you talk to a producer, to a grain producer, they're not going to hedge down here. So everybody wants the market to go up. It's just not doing it.
Right, right. Any messages that you are seeing or hearing from the cash markets? You know, take a look at basis out there. Is anything happening that would suggest we could be searching for a low?
Well, I mean, basis from what I've seen has gotten worse. It's widened out, so it's not giving us an indication that we're necessarily done. I mean, we're at a point now with prices where they are that even if we go up, these guys can still widen out. They know that there's corn still in the hands of the farmer from last year, and we're getting ready to, you know, not that we're there yet, but we do have some southeastern and some southern farmers that are starting to harvest corn. Now, that's not necessarily going to be the big thing that makes the market make that bottom like it would be in the fall with the Midwest get going, but that is something to watch. There's still plenty of corn out there. I mean, we're still talking 1.3 something on old crop. The new crop right now, we're sitting 1.7. There's no reason that they have to pay up for corn, even if it's going to an ethanol plant at this point.
Okay. Yeah. What are you watching for? What are you watching for that might suggest that we're starting to see a low in the markets? And the only reason I'm asking and I'm starting to watch is because of you know, these price declines are long in the tooth, man. It's got to come to an end at some point. That's the only reason I'm asking.
Yeah, well, so last year, if you think back, the funds actually hit a record short in this particular week. That's what I would be watching for is it, not that they have to make a record short, but if we get a couple of weeks, two, maybe 3 weeks over the next month where they start to come out of some of those short positions, they don't necessarily have to go back long, but maybe neutralize that position a little bit. That could be the sign. That's what we saw last year is you made that low for that short position, that record short in this particular week. It wasn't until August 25th, 26th last year that we made the price low. Well, so you've got farmers that are selling it, trying to clean out the bins before harvest, and the funds are sneakily coming out of those positions, going back, getting back to neutral. Next thing you know, here we are going into March option expiration, and we're 300,000-600,000 contracts off that record short, and we're a dollar higher than we were back in August.
Yep.
So that would be something I would watch, is just watch their money, watch their flow. If they're starting to come out of some of those positions, it doesn't have to be a long position. They start coming out of those positions, you string together 2, 3, 4 weeks, all of a sudden I would say, okay, I feel a little bit better about how things are going, even if we're sitting at 390, 380.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Davis will remember this from a year ago. We talked a lot about it's not that the funds have to get long. We just want them to stop selling. And it's kind of what you're saying right now, Greg. It's if we can just turn the sell button off and get them to stop selling, it might give this market a chance to build that low end. So, odds of a similar performance to what we had a year ago? Are you looking at that as kind of a scenario?
Possibly. I would agree with Bubba. When this market turns, it's going to be slow. You know, we've traded, and this market has been slow no matter what. You go back, I mean, we've traded 442 on the December contract now, 13 out of the last 15 weeks. This might be the first week in a while where we haven't done it. And that's because we gapped basically lower from Sunday night. We were right there when we started, or when we ended last week. So I think it could be a slow one. If yields come in a little bit lower, or let's say the export demand continues to stay as strong as it is, because that's been the outlier. That's the thing that everybody wants to talk about, is that export demand is so good in corn. Why aren't we going higher? It's just timing. Yep.
Just timing on it. Okay. You know, Greg, I want to talk more about what you expect to see in Friday's WASDE, the supply and demand estimates from USDA. We're going to do that when we come back. We are in the middle of a conversation with Greg McBride, Allendale Inc. We'll talk S&Ds, and we'll get to cattle before this is all done, too.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes. Where September HRW wheat futures were a penny and a half higher at 524. September soft red wheat down 0.75 cents to 547. September corn futures 1.25 cents higher to 399 and a quarter. December corn up a penny and one quarter to 415 and one half. August soybean futures 12.25 cents lower at 1009. November beans close at 10.07 and a quarter. That's down 10 and one quarter cents today. December cotton was 40 points higher on the day at 67.78. Over to your livestock. August live cattle were 20 cents lower, 219.77 and a half. August feeders up a buck 35 to 320.47 and one half. And July lean hog futures 12 and a half cents higher at 107.10. Get more, simply visit tryprofarmer.com.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
It's that time of year again. Mower season just around the corner. Stop by Comroe Sales and Service and check in with the Aarons and Gravely specialists. Comroe's not only sells new and used mowers, they service most makes and sizes too. So whether you're looking for a Comroe upgrade or just a quick once-over on your current mower, call or stop into Comroe Sales and Service. They'll get you ready for the season. Comroe Sales and Service, conveniently located in Durand on Highway 85 and in Whitehall on Tower Drive. You know, when you get a mower from Comroe Sales, you're getting one bad grass mower.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Dry and sunny today with calm winds and comfortable conditions with highs in the low 80s. And it won't be too humid either. That holds off until tomorrow, becoming more muggy, partly sunny. Highs will make it to the mid 80s. Then a chance of some storms tomorrow afternoon. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
Expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
Welcome back to AgriTalk and our conversation with Greg McBride. He is with Allendale Inc. Greg, we get the supply and demand update on Friday, 11 o'clock Central Time, and there is some speculation and it's getting around that the really good crop ratings on corn in particular could give us some kind of a bump in yield for the national average number. Are you hearing that? Do you believe it?
Yeah, I hear it. I don't know if the USDA is going to do anything about it, but definitely hearing it. Yeah, the models that that we work with and all that stuff, just based off of where we're at in the year and what we've seen as far as conditions, you're talking 186.3. I mean, astronomical. I said it a couple of years ago. I didn't think we'd ever get over 180. And so far I've been right, but I mean, geez. It's one of those situations where that's what the models say. That's, I mean, find a bad spot out there right now. It's tough. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It is one of those things. That's kind of where it's at. The whisper numbers right now, you know, everybody, we got our estimates out. Everybody's kind of saying 181. They don't want to stray because the USDA doesn't stray a lot on this report. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we're 183 ish.
Yeah. Well, what's the market telling us, Greg? The market's telling us it's at least a 181, right?
Add 10, 190, 191.
Jeepers crazy.
That's what it does to us at this point. That's where you have to kind of be above 185, at least for the price that we're given. Especially when you add in some tariff risk.
Yep. Now, we do know this from the acreage report that they're going to take about 600,000 off of the harvested corn acres. That'll soften the – if they would make an – I don't think they're going to. I don't think they're going to make an adjustment on the national average yield, not yet. But if they would, that would soften the blow of a higher corn yield.
Yeah, it would. I mean, the other things you look at is, you know, the old crop side of things with the export demand, like I've been talking about.
They
should be adjusting that by 100 to maybe even 175 million bushels. They won't do it because there's a ton of that's been sold here in the last 8 weeks or so, and it hasn't shipped. So they want to, you know, kind of cover themselves on it. So yeah, you probably don't see a major change on this one, but if anything, I mean, it should help us to offset some of that yield risk if you cut the acres, you cut the harvested acres. But it's a means to an end. At some point in August, they probably will hit that number.
Yeah, it's going to be. There's a lot of changes that are coming up in these balance sheets between now and the end of the marketing year. And they've got to account for the demand side of things. The exports are great. Like you said, corn for ethanol use might be, I mean, just a couple of million bushels behind where we were a year ago. And I think USDA has got us even with year ago on corn for ethanol. Yes, they do. 5.5 billion. So you could maybe take 5 million off of that, something like that, but
that's not 5 million is nothing.
Nothing.
You know. So and yeah, you've got three weeks in a row of kind of disappointing ethanol numbers, but I 5 million is not going to move the needle. That you need in corn, especially when your production is 15 billion, you need at least 100 or 200 million to move that thing.
That's right. Okay. What about on the bean balance sheet? Do you anticipate any significant changes there?
No, I mean, exports have been where they need to be. They're not great, they're not poor. We've adjusted those along the way. So on the new crop side of things, there's not really a major influence from the old crop side. The acres being down a little bit helps us. Overall, I mean, beans, you know, new crop probably sitting 300-ish, which doesn't change things. Like I said, move the needle. That doesn't really do that much to us. An extra maybe 5 or 10 million on the old crop side of things. Again, it doesn't really move the needle. We're undervalued, based on where we are. But you, again, it all comes back to this tariff risk and where they want to be with tariffs. The disappointment of not getting any kind of a deal. You know, even this morning we heard seven countries. We're going to get an announcement about trade with seven countries. Well, that announcement wasn't trade deals. It was what the tariff was going to be on August 1st. So, again, we walk into it and it's like, you know, Charlie Brown with the football. And next thing you know, there we go. We're on our back.
Darn you, Lucy. I hear you, man. I hear you. I think everybody, you know, just to check things out first, probably going to go to that corn yield when the report comes out on Friday, just to make sure that there isn't any major change. We should probably go look at the Brazilian corn crop estimate first, shouldn't we?
100%. Yeah. Another 2 million tons, take it up to 132, maybe 133. It's big. It's big.
Yeah. And according to some in the industry, if you add 2 million and USDA is still playing from behind.
Yeah. But that's how we always go. You know, I mean, it's either we play conservative to the bull and bear side. Usually, you know, when it's bad down there, oh my gosh, they're 10 million tons below us. And when it's good, they're 5 or 10 up above us. That's just how it goes. Yep. So, I mean, you look at things and the thing I'd be concerned about, and yes, you know, we're talking about the WASD report now, but you know, watch the real. They had a major top the other day and then saw an outside day down. If that really starts to break off or the dollar starts to bounce up, that does put more pressure against us. Maybe that takes away our corn advantage, but we're already not priced well enough against them for beans anyway. So giving them a bigger advantage would not be the best thing to do, especially right now when we typically are really getting on the board with all these new crop sales, and they're just not happening so far.
Gotcha. Okay. When you have a risk management conversation with the clients right now, Greg, what's it sound like? What are you talking about?
Don't panic. If I tell them to sell right now, they're not going to do it. They shouldn't do it. It's at these levels, even if it goes down another 15 or 20 cents or 30 cents. Okay. Now we're talking about you're into your insurance levels, right? At that point, we don't need to have that conversation of, oh, we should hedge down here. Let's play it cool. Let's see if we can get through the major portion of the production phase, which is coming up. We've got pollination, we've got pod fill coming up. Let's get through that. If you don't have to sell right now, let's not sell. Let's wait. Let's see if things start to turn around. We saw it last year, things started to come around a little bit. If you sign a trade deal, whether you get the EU trade deal or you get China or, you know, even India or Vietnam, those equal out to some of our agricultural needs to push some of these grains out the door. So for right now, it's just be patient. We can't panic and say, oh, I've got to sell it. Well, what are you going to do if you sell it? You either sit there and do nothing or you reown it. Well, you're going to put money into reownership. So it's a tough one. It's kind of just hold for right now. But if you have to sell, you have to get some sort of reownership out to like March or May.
Okay. All right. Cool. What's the risk in cattle right now, Greg? What's the biggest risk to the rally?
Screwworm, if it makes it in. I mean, we just opened that port in Arizona on Monday. The cattle are maybe going to start trickling in here soon. That's one of the reasons that you, even with opening the ports, you didn't see the market break off at all. Cause that's not, again, I'm going to go back to moving the needle, but that's what it is. Bringing those cattle in slowly is not going to bump up your supply. It's not going to bump up your production so fast that you can't recover from it. And when you look at cash prices, maybe seeing a little bit of a recovery and maybe at least slowing down after that big drop, and then box beef numbers continue to go up, So that's the thing I would continue to watch. You still have very strong cattle guys are making all kinds of money. So the only thing they're losing on is their hedges, which in most cases they have to do. So they're still doing okay. The biggest thing right now would be somehow screw worm gets through. And that would kill it. That whole thing with Tyson the other day down in Amarillo, that was a 1 or 2 day type deal. That could be a disruption, but those are few and far between.
Yeah. Yep. No doubt about it. Demand continues to be a wild card on the beef side, but as you said, some pressure on the box beef market this morning, but generally speaking, man, oh, man. We've gotten close enough to $400 in that box beef that you would think it's going to see what happens if we do spike above it for a day or two. Greg, man, I enjoyed that. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
guys. All right. You bet. Greg McBride, Allendale Inc., with us here on AgriTalk. Okay, I know that Davis has got a couple of highlights that he wants to talk about. Probably go all the way back to Bubba on that. But I also want to talk a little bit about this cattle trade and the hog trade. And we'll do that next here on AgriTalk.
You say you know.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use database uses photo matching technology across multiple social media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.org.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-515-1548.
That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-515-1548. That's 800-515-1548.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Learn from the experts at Yield Academy in Rochester, Minnesota on August 21st. Use promo code AgriTalk for a 50% discount. Go to FarmJournalYieldAcademy.com.
And welcome back to AgriTalk, everyone. As I was just saying, August 21, Rochester, Minnesota. It's a little ways north of where I am. It's a little ways north of where a lot of people are. But I'm going to tell you something. August 21st is worth the trip. Get there however you can, however you're able. Don't miss it. Chip.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? An enthusiastic endorsement from Chip Flory himself.
Yes, it's a brand new event.
It is, yeah.
Brand new event for Farm Journal.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. We got Randy Dowdy, we got David Hula, we got Ken Ferry. If you ever want to go anywhere and talk about growing corn and soybeans, and you get the opportunity to talk with those three,
yeah, get in there
about it in the same place on the same day, I would suggest we go. Yeah.
I shouldn't even have brought it up because you have the list with all that stuff. Can you email me that or something? I didn't get the list of all the details and spectaculars, but I do know that it will be detailed and spectacular.
You're going to have to August 21st. With a bunch of handwritten notes on that too, okay?
Okay, hey, let me take a picture of that with my phone.
Yeah, I'll scan it for
you.
Got
it. All right? Okay.
Got it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Moving on. Bubba was talking, you've used the analogy of how long it takes to turn a barge or a ship, a seaborne vessel. You don't just turn that sucker, you know? Even a pontoon boat, you don't just turn on a dime.
That's
right. You can get it done, but safety first is my policy. The flip to the upside in grains, according to Todd Bubba Horwitz, could be a slow flip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Conversely, and it took some time.
The rollover in cattle could be a violent affair. He's predicting as much as a few days of gapped lower fat cattle.
Yeah. So, and Greg kind of echoed what Bubba was saying about putting a low in the grain markets, that, you know, it is a process. And step one in this process is to get the funds to stop selling. Step two in the process, get them from short to neutral, neutral to long. That's the process that it takes. Well, it takes months for all of that to happen. Even if they stop selling now, it may not be for another 4 or 5 weeks until you really start to see the effects of it. Because, as Greg was saying, You got the summer bin clean out before harvest. That kind of keeps some natural selling happening in the corn market, and that means the funds can kind of sneak out of those short positions without without having much of an impact on price action at all.
Interesting. So,
yeah.
Not so much with the cattle, which, I mean, okay, let's do this. You love to talk cattle. You love to ask people about cattle. I've heard you ask people this question a lot lately. I'm going to ask you, what's the risk in cattle?
Yeah.
What's the risk for the cattle?
The risk is labor. It plain and simple. We're not going to change. Okay. We're not going to change the supply side of cattle fast enough to just create the vacuum that Bubba is afraid might happen.
Mm-hmm.
You can create that vacuum with demand. If demand would just absolutely shut off, you could create a vacuum that would suck that cattle price to the downside. But we've seen too much evidence from the consumer that they are not backing off on beef.
Right.
That it's hard for me to imagine that demand created vacuum to the downside is going to happen. But if all of a sudden the laborers at these meat processing plants, whether it be pork or beef, if they decide, you know what, there's too much risk in me showing up to work.
Yeah.
Then the demand for cattle goes down, even if the demand for beef stays strong. Mm-hmm. And it's about processing capacity. Now, there was the raid out in Nebraska. There are labor issues that are becoming very much a problem on dairies up in South Dakota, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Dairies throughout the country. Labor at the fruit and vegetable farms out on the West Coast, down in the Southwest. The labor problems are becoming more real every day. And Secretary Rollins just said there's no amnesty. Mm-hmm. They put a pause on the raids, but as I understand it, they are starting to check some of the farms again. And some of these farms are at risk of losing a big chunk of their workforce. And if all of a sudden that word gets out, guys, some of the workforce that is showing up every day right now at packing plants, meat packing plants across the country, maybe they decide at some point that the risk is just too great.
Yeah.
That's what I think the biggest risk to the cattle market is right now, labor.
Yeah. Well, and supplies aren't going to build. It's going to be a trickle in from those Mexican feeder cattle. Yeah.
Real quick.
Yep. Yeah.
Davis, have fun tomorrow. I'm going to try to have some fun. Yeah, I'm going to try to have some fun tomorrow as well. I'm going to spend a little bit of time with the grandkids at a county fair.
Uh-huh.
And take in all of that experience. Davis will be here to keep the conversations going.
You betcha.
He's got a great show lined up for the morning. National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook, July 15th through the 19th. Below normal temperatures expected over most of the Corn Belt. Over into western Illinois, we are looking at below normal temperatures. Above normal precipitation is expected across the Corn Belt. As I said, Davis will be here tomorrow, going to keep the conversation going. He's got a great show in the morning. Tomorrow afternoon, Jim McCormick from AgMarket.net with Davis here on AgriTalk.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM.
Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas High Country, at least 118 are now confirmed dead from the catastrophic July 4th floods. Another 170 are still missing. Stories of survival also emerging from summer camps to an RV park where Julia Hatfield was staying.